This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pharmaceutical and Health News channels. Don't forget, we are streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, once again, we are speaking with Libby Bainey, Executive Director of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies, a nonprofit organization dedicated to making the internet safe for consumers worldwide. ASAP Global recently launched a campaign to educate pharmacists, doctors, and other healthcare providers about illegal online pharmacies, counterfeit medicines, and the tools they need to help keep their patients safe online. Libby, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So what is the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies for those that aren't familiar?
Sure. The Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies is a nonprofit organization dedicated to making the internet safer for consumers around the world. We do that through advocacy, research, policy, and education.
And why is the focus of your new campaign healthcare providers?
The Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies, in partnership with the Federation of State Medical Boards, provided a continuing education program for doctors and pharmacists so they could be sure to know that have the tools that they need to educate their patients. We know that doctors and pharmacists, nurses, and other professionals are the most trusted source of health information that consumers have. And when consumers are faced with the nearly 35,000 websites selling prescription medicines online, it's very difficult for consumers to know what websites to trust. Because healthcare providers are so trusted by their patients, we believe and we understand that patients and their doctors will be able to learn more about the problem and identify safe sites.
Libby, how prevalent are illegal online pharmacies?
Roughly 35 to 45,000 active online drug sellers operate at any one time. 35 to 45,000 websites selling prescription medicine online. And we know that 96% of those are operating illegally. They're selling counterfeit, misbranded, substandard, or otherwise dangerous and illegal medicines to consumers in the United States and elsewhere across the world. So it's like finding a needle in a haystack when you're looking for a legitimate site on the internet.
And quite concerning as well to hear that. Today we are with Libby Bainey, once again, Executive Director of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies, or better known as ASAP, an international nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting the safety of consumers online here on eHealth Radio's pharmaceutical and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what are the risks associated with buying prescription drugs from illegal online pharmacies?
Fake medicines sold online are often manufactured in unsafe and unsanitary conditions. They might have no active pharmaceutical ingredient, or too much or too little, or just a completely different ingredient altogether. This could lead to adverse reactions or even death. Further, these products could be counterfeit, containing really dangerous chemicals like floor wax, mercury, concrete, chalk, boric acid. These are products that you'd never consume willingly, yet may be found in prescription medicine sold online. Finally, not only are there health risks, but there are also financial risks. When you're buying from these illegal sites, you're giving your credit card and personal information to international criminals. And if they're not willing to take care and provide you legitimate medicine, but do you think they're going to take care and protect your credit card information? It's pretty dangerous to buy prescription medicines online from illegal online drug sellers for both the health and financial reasons.
And can you tell our listeners what to look out for to avoid these dangers? What are the signs or the red flags?
Yeah, if it looks too good to be true, it is. Offering great discounts or deals, offering prescription medicine without a prescription, that's a huge red flag. Or not operating with a physical address where you can call and talk to a pharmacist on staff. Saying that you're going to sell medicines from foreign sources or from India or China or other jurisdictions, those places where you wouldn't even drink the water, if they're sourcing medicines from there, it's a red flag that that's an illegal and eventually selling dangerous products. I also want to make sure that patients know that you can find safe sites. And so while you're identifying the red flags, if you're also looking for the legitimate sites, You can go to our new website, buysaferx.pharmacy, and check a URL or find other sites that end in the .pharmacy domain. Those are easy ways to identify safe sites.
Certainly some helpful information. And what can consumers do to stay safe when shopping for medicine online?
The easiest way to stay safe when you're shopping for medicine online is to go to our website, buysaferx.pharmacy. There you can check your URL of the pharmacies you're using before you buy. And you can also look to the right of the dot for websites that end in .pharmacy. Just like .com, if they end in .pharmacy, you know they're legitimate and safe because they've been vetted by the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Well, Libby, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks, as always, for drawing our attention to these serious matters on the sales of illegal medicine online. Where can listeners get more information about your organization, ASOP, and how could one reach out if they needed to?
Thanks. Yeah, please check out buysaferx.pharmacy. They'll have information for consumers and healthcare providers and policymakers about the dangers of illegal online drug sellers and how to stay safe. And of course, all of our contact information is available on that website as well, so you can reach out anytime with additional questions.
Well, Libby, once again, we thank you for your time, for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Thanks, you too. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Always great to have you. We've been speaking with Libby Bainey, Executive Director of the Alliance for Safe Online Pharmacies, an international nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting the safety of consumers online. And as Libby said, to ensure that the online pharmacy you're ordering from is legal and safe, visit buysaferx.pharmacy before you buy. And for more information about ASOP Global, visit safeonlinerx.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Pharmaceutical and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.